This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last year, Colorado became the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. Now it's figured out how to regulate it. Among other requirements, the legislature has approved a minimum 25% tax on its sales, Marketplace's Sabree Benishore reports.
After voters legalized marijuana in Colorado, the state had to figure out how it would manage marijuana as an industry. It chose to tax it heavily.
The average recreational cannabis consumer is going to be looking at a tax anywhere from approximately 31% to 35%, depending on that local sales tax.
Warren Edson is a lawyer who specializes in marijuana law. The big tax is designed to fund education and the regulation of the pot industry.
It'll be interesting to see if the average recreational consumer goes back to the black market.
Edson also says that some medical marijuana providers who are not subject to the tax may decide to get involved in the larger recreational market. That, he says, would leave patients without a low tax source. Mark Kleiman, public policy professor at UCLA, says there's a reason for the stiff tax.
The best reason to set a tax rate is to limit both interstate export and local drug abuse.
And, of course, the money. California raises $100 million a year taxing medical marijuana. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.